This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The African continent has surpassed 2 million confirmed cases as the top public health official warns that we are inevitably edging toward a second wave of infections. The 54-nation continent of 1.3 billion people is being warned against prevention fatigue as countries loosen pandemic restrictions to ease their economy suffering and more people travel. Japan's new coronavirus infections have hit a record high, and the prime minister is urging maximum caution, but has stopped short of calling for restrictions on travel or business. The health ministry on Thursday reported 2,179 new cases, the first time Japan has had more than 2,000 new daily cases since the pandemic began. Overwhelmed hospitals in the United States are converting chapels, cafeterias, waiting rooms, hallways, even a parking garage into patient treatment areas. Staff members are desperately calling around to other medical centers in search of open beds. Fatigue and frustration are setting in among frontline workers. The number of people in the hospital with COVID-19 in the U.S. has doubled in the past month and set new records every day this week. Pfizer says new test results show its coronavirus vaccines is 95% effective. The company said Wednesday results also show it appears safe and protects older people most at risk from dying from COVID-19. It's the final data needed to seek emergency use of limited shot supplies, even as the catastrophic outbreak worsens across the globe. Wednesday's announcement comes just a week after it first revealed promising preliminary results. Pfizer and BioNTech said that they expect to produce up to 50 million vaccine doses globally in 2020 and up to 1.3 billion doses in 2021. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump will sharply reduce the number of U.S. forces in Afghanistan from 4,500 to 2,500 before he leaves office, according to the Pentagon Tuesday, stopping short of the complete withdrawal Mr. Trump threatened to carry out by Christmas. Mr. Trump's decision to limit himself to a partial withdrawal was first reported by Reuters Monday and has triggered warnings from critics who say it will undermine security and hurt fragile peace talks with the Taliban. Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller, who Mr. Trump installed last week after firing Mark Esper, confirmed the drawdown and also outlined a modest withdrawal of forces in Iraq that reduced troop levels there from 3,000 to 2,500. A shocking military report into war crimes has found evidence that elite Australian troops unlawfully killed 39 Afghan prisoners, farmers, and civilians. Defense Force Chief General Angus Campbell says the shameful record included alleged instances in which new patrol members would shoot a prisoner in order to achieve their first kill in a practice known as blooding. The chief was announcing the findings of a four-year investigation by Paul Bereton, a judge who interviewed more than 400 witnesses and reviewed thousands of pages of documents. Campbell said he unreservedly apologized to the Afghan people. Democrats have nominated Nancy Pelosi again to lead into the Biden era as Speaker of the House. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
House Democrats nominated California's Nancy Pelosi to be Speaker for the next 2 years in a virtual meeting Wednesday. Pelosi, who became the first woman to be Speaker in 2007, was nominated by acclamation. The Democrats also reelected Maryland's Steny Hoyer as Majority Leader and South Carolina's Jim Clyburn as the number three Democratic leader. All three were unopposed. After losing at least 10 incumbents in this month's elections, Democrats will have a House majority of about 222 to 213, the smallest advantage in two decades. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Donald Trump's effort to overturn projected President-elect Joe Biden's victory is shifting toward election boards that certify the vote count. The battle is centered in the battleground states that sealed Mr. Biden's win. Local officials say the moves don't reflect a coordinated effort, but instead seem to be inspired by Mr. Trump's rhetoric about fraud as state and federal courts push aside legal challenges filed by Trump and others. The devastation caused by Hurricane Iota is becoming clear as communications are restored after the second Category 4 hurricane in 2 weeks to blast Nicaragua's Caribbean coast. The official death toll rose to at least 16 in Nicaragua, with victims swept away by swollen rivers or buried in landslides.